I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger. So I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Are capital letters dying out? You may have noticed that in many personal communications, people tend not to use them so much, particularly younger people. So is this a natural part of linguistic evolution or linguistic vandalism? As a journalist in her 20s, Saoirse Hanley falls between those two stools, blatantly disregarding capitalization when she communicates with her friends, but yielding to the tyrannical boomer demands for syntax and grammar in her professional life. Saoirse, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Did you do this deliberately when you decided to say, I won't use capitals anymore? Did you sit down one day and think, that's it, I'm done with them?
Well, when I turned 27, I said, I have to stay hip. I'll have to get rid of the capital letters to keep in with the kids. But no, I think it's more, at least for me anyway, personally, I am in general a big stickler for capital letters. I love them. I think they have a big place in our society. I would never decry them. I think we love them. But I think there's a certain laziness that comes with texting people very close to me that I probably just wouldn't bother as much, in the way that when I read about it, that there's kind of a decline in the amount of capitalization that people are using in their, you know, their correspondences and stuff. That didn't surprise me. But I will say that's got to be kept purely to a text space. If I had to write without a capital letter on a page, I think I'd lose my mind.
Yeah. And plus, you know, also that, as you know, there's multiple occasions for misinterpretation when you use a capital letter or you don't use a capital letter.
Yeah, I think there's a reason the formality is there. I think we become a lawless society the day we give up on capitalization entirely.
Dogs and cats getting married. Oh, my God. God knows what will happen next. So is it just laziness for the most part? It's just easier not to capitalize if you're sending somebody a text message.
I think it depends. I think there's a few camps people fall into, because there's certainly like a kind of internet era, you know, habit of, I suppose, doing away with the big formality of a lot of things. So, you know, whether that's the coming and going of different emojis, or, you know, that the laughing face is no longer, you know, au fait, all these kinds of things. There's certain cyclical ways that we go through language online, whether that's like things we see on TikTok or the types of messages sending to each other. And I think in a way there is just kind of this, it's, you know, it's cooler to not use your capital letters because everybody else is keeping it low key, literally. But I think, like, for me anyway, like, say if I'm typing, if I'm using WhatsApp on my laptop, say, sometimes it's just easier just to bash a message out in a group chat when you're kind of rapidly texting with friends, that like I would probably not bother with the capital letters because it's just easier to kind of bash through them. But I was thinking back over this, and I was looking at, you know, I have a 17-year-old sister, and I think even more so again, like, I think there's still a lot of traditional, I suppose, linguistic rules that are really, in my mind, certainly as a writer, but just as like a young person, but I think they're kind of eroding even more for the younger generation again. Like, my sister sometimes will just text in lowercase, or certainly we're both at fault for like shortening every second word. Like, perfect is no longer perfect, it's perf. Gorgeous is gorge. My latest one is that literally is lich, and I can't stop. So like, I think there's ways that we're just kind of moving away from a lot of the more formal stuff, at least when we're talking to people that we know.
Is there a danger, though, that if that becomes habitual for younger people, they will lich, forget how to capitalize properly?
They will lich, though. And my issue, I think, as well, like, I think there's a real danger for a lot of younger people to kind of forget a lot of the structural English everyday stuff that we do, in the sense that like people are getting ChatGPT to, you know, write letters for them and stuff. So I think there's already a danger of losing a lot of the formal kind of grammatical training that we learn and that we do need going forward. And you would wonder if we start to go too far down the line of forgetting all of the rules that we were ever taught in school, you know, are we kind of losing a lot of, I suppose, a really key linguistic skill there? To me, it seems like we would. And I just think that, yeah, it's interesting. But I think there's even a point of expression, like it was mentioned in a piece in The Guardian about this, that they were saying how the likes of Billie Eilish, you know, her album would be lowercase, or Charlie XCX's album Brat, the B in Brat was lowercase. And it certainly is jarring to write that or to see it written down, but that is kind of a way of expression, that this is kind of a more casual, down to earth, cooler way of, like, you know, getting something across.
Hmm. Though it could be just, you know, it looks a bit different, so it stands out. It draws the eye rather than there's a larger point being made there.
Sometimes I think so. I think that, like, for a lot of the maybe musical touch points, certainly it's just kind of a, you know, creative choice that this is like a thing they're doing because it looks cool on the vinyl or on the CD or whatever. But it also mentioned that this is one that I came across myself recently, is that the feminist writer Bell Hooks only uses lowercase letters in the writing of their name. And I actually thought that was a mistake, because I have a book at home by Bell Hooks and it was lowercase, but I thought it was just the style of the design. You know, the cover just looked like that. But I was reading a different book and they mentioned Bell Hooks in it, and in the line in the book, it was lowercase as well. And I only then kind of realized that that's genuinely how this person goes about, you know, presents to the world. They are entirely lowercase. And it's apparently more of like a political statement of kind of challenging hierarchies and formality and moving away from that. So I think in some ways it is just something that looks, catches your eye on a shelf. But I think it can say a lot more as well. But as I say, I think for me, I will still forever hold a place for capital letters, because yeah, as a writer, it behooves me to. I'd be fired. But I think that certainly it's important.
Yeah. And I think E.E. Cummings used to did that a bit as well. And that would be, that was kind of decades ago that people would do that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's funny how we move between them like that.
Yeah, is it? But then again, they're kind of isolated incidents of it, rather than, you know, it's indicative of, well, maybe we are talking about a more widespread trend now, if so many younger people are foregoing capital letters. Like, would you see this as something that will filter into real life, that, you know, those kids might grow up, get a job, start working for the man, and then start sending emails to each other with no capital letters in them?
We will start getting very funny emails if that's the case. And I don't know what'll happen to print headlines, I'll tell you that much. But
yeah,
I think that there is, like, it's certainly something that I think might be kept to a certain extent to like an online subculture a little bit, or at least I'd hope so. Because even that, there is that distinction that yes, people will do that quite casually with their friends or texting someone they know. But I think still, when we're presenting to an outside world, or we're presenting in a professional sense, or even just people who don't know us that way, I think there is still a level of having to have a certain amount of, you know, kind of put togetherness or decorum that like writing properly will give you. So I think we'll never lose it entirely, just because I can't see any young person going into the workplace now. And, you know, I can't imagine sending an email to any of my higher ups at work that don't have capital letters in it, because it would just, I mean, whether or not you're a writer, it just doesn't look good. And I think that that's something that it would be very, very, very hard to shake off. And I think it's more so that just because people are comfortable with it casually, I think when they have to start applying that to a more serious sense, they'll have to really put the auto capitalization back on.
Yeah.
I think.
Because it might not be so much about laziness, but just its speed. If you're sending if you're messaging somebody, it takes those few key seconds longer to put a capital letter in for things that might deserve them.
Yeah, and if you don't have the setting turned on, like I would never turn mine off, just because I like the autocorrection. Because if I type quite quick on my phone, all sorts of words are coming out. I need my iOS to tell me what the right word is. But I know that, like, some people, you know, sometimes you might accidentally toggle a setting on your keyboard on your phone or something that will turn off the auto correction or whatever it is. And sometimes it will just bash out whatever words I'm typing, and I won't have put the capital in them because I'm expecting the phone to do that for me. So in that instance, it is just a kind of, it's just easy. It's just quick and easy. Get the message out. They'll get my point. No one who I'm texting in that sense is going to worry, or is going to, you know, wonder what I'm saying if there's no capital at the start of the letter. But I do think it does still, at least for someone, maybe for me, who's got a foot in each camp, it still jars slightly when I look at it. And certainly for a sentence to begin with a lowercase letter still just feels quite wrong.
Yeah. Saoirse, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the writer and journalist Saoirse Hanley there. Tim says, I love a good capital letter. I studied German in school and they put capital, they put a capital on every noun. So nowadays I have capital letters showing up willy-nilly all over the place in everything I write or type. Someone else says lazy, lazy, not using capitalization. Someone says gorge is the worst. It's definitely not gorge. Okay, because gorge is a word that means something completely different. People who use literally to mean figuratively are literally worse than fascists. That's quite a statement. And also, if in 99% of sentences that might be unpunctuated sentences that have the word literally in them, if you take the word literally out, it doesn't change the meaning of the word. It's just a totally unnecessary emphasis for what the person is trying to say. Is this another case of young people being lazy? Maybe, but it seems, as Saoirse was saying, it's kind of in their private communication. You know, if you're sending a person a message, that kind of stuff, you might do it just to be quick. Someone else says something similar. I don't think I've ever needed to use the literally in a text except for this one. Well, congratulations and welcome to the 21st century.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.